Hey there, ready to dive into something truly mind-blowing?
Oh, I'm always up for that. What do you have for me today?
We're talking AI that builds software, just from your descriptions.
You're kidding, right? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi
I
movie.
know, right? But you've been looking into this stuff, it's getting real. This tool, Pythagora, people are saying it could be the future of coding.
Pythagora. Okay, I've heard the name, but to be honest, I haven't dug in yet.
So we've been doing our homework, articles, research, you name it. We're here to break it all down.
All right, I'm all ears. Bring on the deep dive.
Okay, imagine this. You have this killer app idea. You can see it, right? But the whole coding part.
Let me guess, not your forte.
You read my mind. That's where Pythagoras sweeps in.
Like some kind of AI superhero.
Exactly. It's like having a personal software developer on call 24/7.
Okay, now you've got my attention. But I'm guessing it's not as simple as telling Pythagora, build me an app.
You're right. There's a bit of setup involved. Think VS Code, Python, Node.js,
Hey,
MongoDB.
whoa, 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 you're losing me already. That sounds pretty techie.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Pythagora actually walks you through each step. It's like having a built-in tech support buddy.
Okay, that does make me feel a little better, but what's happening behind the scenes? Why all the setup?
That setup, it's creating the perfect environment for Pythagora to, well, work its magic. Like a painter prepping their canvas, right?
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. So I've got everything set up. I'm ready to unleash my inner coder. What's next?
Now you feed Pythagora your app idea, and I mean every single detail. What should it do? Look like? Don't hold back.
The more information, the better, I imagine.
You got it. It's like giving a super detailed brief to your dream dev team, except this team runs on algorithms.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So I've spilled all my app secrets to Pythagora. What happens next? Does it just like vanish for a while and then magically reappear with a finished app?
Not quite. It takes all that information, and get this, it generates a whole development plan.
A whole plan. What do you mean?
It breaks your project down into manageable chunks. They're called epics and tasks. Think of them like chapters in a book, but for
Yeah.
coders.
Interesting. So it's bringing some structure to the chaos of building an app, and this is where those algorithms come into play, I'm guessing.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really wild. It suggests specific technologies, like it'll often recommend using Node.js.
Node.js. Isn't that mainly for web applications?
You're right. So this is making me wonder, does Pythagora actually understand what I want my app to do? And it's picking the best tools based on that.
That's a fascinating question. It does seem like it's analyzing your description and, based on its own knowledge base, recommending what it thinks will work best.
Right. Like maybe it's really well suited for web apps or anything where real-time stuff is crucial, given Node.js's strengths.
Makes you wonder about its limitations, too, right?
For sure. Okay, so we have a plan, our tech stack, but I'm guessing Pythagora doesn't just disappear and leave you to figure out the rest.
You're leading somewhere with this. What's the catch?
That's where the whole human in the loop thing comes in.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one. What does human in the loop actually mean in this whole AI software development thing? So, human in the loop, huh? Well, think of it this way. You're the architect, right? With the grand vision, Pythagora. It's like your master builder taking that vision and making it real. You're still calling the shots, guiding the process.
Okay, so it's not like I hit a button and poof, Pythagoras spits out a finished app.
Yeah.
I'm still involved throughout.
100%. Pythagora walks you through every step, designing screens, setting up databases, you name it. Say you need a login page, Pythagora will whip one up, show it to you. How's this look? Need any changes?
Like this constant back and forth, me and my AI dev working together.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting because it's not just about Pythagora blindly following your instructions. It's actually designed to learn and adapt as it goes. Remember those epics and tasks we were talking about?
Like the building blocks of my app, right?
Right. So as Pythagora works through them, it's analyzing the code, looking for ways to make it better, cleaner. It might even suggest a totally different approach or flag a potential issue before it becomes a major headache.
So it's like having a super meticulous coding buddy looking over my shoulder. Hey, you know, there might be a better way to do that.
You got it. And this is where that whole pair programming mode comes in. If you're comfortable getting your hands dirty with the code, this mode lets you really collaborate with Pythagora. Like, you're both working on the code at the same time, brainstorming solutions, problem-solving together.
Wow, now that's next-level teamwork. But let's be real, even with the smartest AI by your side, bugs are going to happen. How does Pythagora handle those moments when things go, well, wrong?
For one thing, it expects them. Pythagoras gets that software development is this iterative thing. You're going to run into bumps in the road, and that's okay.
So it's not going to have a digital meltdown when it hits a snag.
Not at all. It actually encourages you to report any issues you find, even, and maybe especially, those dreaded error logs. Remember how we were talking about Pythagoras' knack for Node.js?
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if it's constantly hitting roadblocks with a certain aspect of web development. Maybe that points to an area where the AI is still learning.
Interesting. So by telling it about the bugs I find, I'm not just helping myself. I'm potentially contributing to Pythagoras' own development.
Exactly. Continuous learning and improvement. The more data it has to work with, the better it gets at spotting and fixing those pesky bugs. And here's what's really cool. Pythagoras doesn't just blindly apply a fix. It tries to understand why the bug happened and then suggests a solution that addresses the root cause.
Okay, so we've built our app with a little help from our AI friend, squashed a few bugs along the way, but how do we actually get this thing out there into the hands of users?
Well, Pythagoras got you covered there too. It has this whole deployment feature that tries to make that final step as painless as possible.
Yeah, from what I read, it sounds almost too easy. Like one click and boom, your app is out there in the world ready for prime time. One click and my app is out there. That sounds almost too good to be true.
Right. It does make you wonder.
So, is this it? The end of coding as we know it? Are all developers about to be replaced by AI?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But I think it's more nuanced than that. Look, the printing press didn't kill storytelling, did it? It just changed how stories were shared. AI tools like Pythagoras, they're not about replacing human developers.
So it's less about humans versus AI and more about, like, humans with AI.
Yeah.
Teaming up.
Now you're getting it. Think about what developers spend their time on planning, designing, debugging, and don't even get me started on those late-night coding sessions trying to fix that one stubborn bug.
Oh, tell me about it. I've been there. Lots of coffee involved.
Right. So imagine if AI could take some of those tasks off your plate. The repetitive stuff, the time-consuming stuff. Developers would be free to focus on the really creative, complex aspects of building software.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's like having an assistant who can handle the grunt work so you can focus on the bigger picture. But does that mean every aspiring app developer needs to become some kind of AI whisperer?
Not necessarily. That's what's so exciting about tools like Pythagoras. They have the potential to make software development accessible to everyone. Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their tech skills, could bring their app ideas to life.
Now that would be a game changer. Talk about a wave of innovation with people from all walks of life contributing to the tech world. And I know you always make me look at both sides of the coin here.
Always a good idea.
What about the potential downsides? AI is still pretty new. What if something goes wrong? Who's responsible if an AI-built app malfunctions?
Those are all valid concerns. And it really highlights why we need to be thoughtful about how we bring AI into our lives. Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. Mm-hmm. We have to set clear guidelines, ethical frameworks, you know, safety nets to make sure AI is used responsibly.
So it's like we're stepping into uncharted territory here. Lots of excitement, but also a need to proceed with caution.
Exactly. This is a pivotal moment. Tools like Pythagoras are giving us a peek into a future where AI and human capabilities can work together in some really incredible ways. It's up to us to make sure we're using this power responsibly.
Wow. That's not a deep dive. I don't know what is. So to wrap things up, it sounds like Pythagoras is more than just a cool tech toy. It could be a game changer, opening up the power of coding to anyone with an idea.
And who knows? Maybe someday we'll all be building apps, websites, even entire virtual worlds side by side with our AI collaborators.
Now there's a thought. So to everyone listening, keep those creative juices flowing. And who knows what amazing things you'll create. This has been an incredible deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep building the future.